This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, is now available through Harris Farm Market stores. Are big food players finally waking up to the power of alternative proteins? It looks like the big food players are finally paying attention. Israeli microalgae protein innovator Breville has just signed a major development and commercialization deal with the central bottling company CBC Group, Israel's largest beverage powerhouse and the local Coca-Cola franchiser. That's right. One of the biggest names in beverages is betting on microalgae. Under the 10-year deal, Breville will supply CBC with its nutrient-dense, algae-derived ingredients, including protein, oils, and antioxidants, to create a new wave of functional beverages and dairy alternatives. The goal? Sustainable, high-protein drinks and plant-based dairy actually tasting good. If you've been looking sideways at the wave of soy and pea-based protein products, here's the plot twist. Microalgae might just be the dark horse in the alternative protein race. Breville's tech is a first-of-its-kind hybrid process, combining light and sugar fermentation to produce high-yield, high-protein microalgae at an affordable price. Unlike traditional fermentation, which relies on darkness, Breville's method supercharges the algae's natural photosynthesis process, resulting in a neutral-tasting white powder packed with 60 to 70% protein. The kicker? No green gloop, no funky aftertaste. Just clean, functional plant protein blending seamlessly into nutritious food and drinks. This isn't just a local deal. CBC Group has a global footprint, stretching across Eastern Europe, South Africa, and the MENA region. As part of the agreement, CBC has also thrown strategic investment into Breville's latest $20 million seed funding round, which is a serious signal Big Food is finally putting real money behind alternative proteins. Breville's CEO, Yonatan Golan, sees this as a watershed moment. "We're thrilled to have CBC's backing, not just as a customer, but as a partner in redefining the future of food tech and climate tech. With its brand new commercial factory in southern Israel now online, Breville is gearing up for large-scale production. Hundreds of tons of microalgae protein per year will soon be hitting the market, right as consumers demand more nutritious, sustainable, and alt-protein options that don't suck." Breville's move with CBC hints at a bigger shift. Legacy food and beverage brands are finally realizing they need to evolve or be left behind. Plant-based 1.0 was all about riding the hype. But consumers today want clean labels, real nutrition, and alt proteins actually delivering. If CBC's move is any indication, the food industry's next major evolution is already underway. The question is, who's next? This audio sponsor's link is at the bottom of the article.